Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Let's Talk About Love, a radio outreach of Labor of Love Evangelistic Outreach Ministries, where we open the Word of God and break bread together. Prepare to be transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit as you receive the Word of God that will transform your heart, renew your mind, and bless your soul in Jesus' name. Now, here's your host, evangelist and author, M.G. Page.
Praise the Lord. God bless you, and welcome to Let's Talk About Love. We are still in 31 days of prayer, and tonight is day or night 16. Amen. Glory to God. I'm so happy that you can join me tonight here on Let's Talk About Love Radio, where we are here to pray. We're here to get into the Word. We're here to praise God, give Jesus his just due and glory. And if we had 10,000 tongues, you know how it goes, we could never praise him enough. Hallelujah. So I'm so glad that you could persevere with me and press your way through these 31 days to pray. Amen. If there was ever a time that we needed to seek the face of God, it is now. Hallelujah. It's always been time to seek him, because that's why we're here, to do what? Worship him. That was the reason why we were created, to worship him. Hallelujah. And prayer is, what a communication, what a line, what a lifeline to God. Hallelujah. What a connection, my God, of unlimited access. My. To seek the face of God, sit at the feet of Jesus. Hallelujah. In his presence is the fullness of joy. And that is right hand. Our pleasures forevermore. Hallelujah to God. Woo, you find yourself feeling a little discouraged or feeling down, get in his presence. So, Paige, how do I do that? Quiet yourself down. Hallelujah. Start to think on him. Amen. Talk to him. He has ears. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Just talk to him. Father, Lord, you know, this is how I feel. You know, you're awesome. I don't understand everything that I may be going through, but I yet give you praise. You are worthy. You can't flatter God. Let me tell you something. You cannot fool God. He already knows everything about you. Amen. He knows everything there is to know about you. Hallelujah. And so if for you to try and pretend like everything is okay when it's really, really not, God is going to address you. That's the beauty of prayer. He's going to get to the root of a matter because he has a voice. He don't just have ears. He talks to. Hallelujah. Oh, that's how we have his word. Amen. The word of the Lord came to the prophets. Amen. The word of the Lord came. Amen. So we just give God praise and thanks, because we can really develop our relationship with him. For those of you that, listen, you know God, you've been in Christendom, or you've been saved for X amount of years, honey, it just gets sweeter. And listen, he takes us from glory to glory. It don't just stop at one place. He takes us higher and higher. Under the bow. He takes us higher and higher and higher if we let him. Hallelujah. Praise God. There's so much of him to know. So much more of him to learn. Hallelujah. So much more of him to experience. Ooh, my. I wish you would get happy about it. Guess what? He's not finished with you. He has a great plan for your life. Amen. So don't get stuck. Don't get discouraged. Hallelujah. Don't let the enemy lie to you and tell you that's it, it's all over. You don't, we ain't got time for that nonsense. In Jesus' name, God is yet moving. Woo! And he's yet working by his mighty power. Ha ha. Hallelujah. I said he's yet working by his mighty power. Oh, yes, he is. Yes, he is. And he ain't through with you yet. But it seems like things are getting from bad to worse. Yes, that's usually how it goes. Amen. From risking your life to tell the king that you're not going to eat his meat and risk dying there, to getting thrown in the fiery furnace. Hallelujah. But to come out with victory. Wonder. Not only did the three evil boys come out not smelling like smoke, unscathed. Come on here. Nothing was burned on them. Glory to God. But they was the big fish, Nebuchadnezzar. Oh, God. And Jesus showed up. Woo, ha. For everybody to see, the entire nation. My God. The enemies of God saw him in that fire. Hey, hey. Not only that, glory to God, but the backslidden nation saw him in there. Come on here. You're not in the trial for nothing? Hallelujah. Maybe, okay, Holy Ghost. I started to say, you're not on trial for nothing. You know why I said, well, the Holy Ghost, I believe, had me to start to say that. Because a lot of us, we feel like that we're on trial. Well, did not Jesus have to go on trial for something he didn't do? Many of you were falsely accused of things. Hallelujah. And it's like your whole life, your reputation, everything has been put on display. You've been put on trial. Not only that, you've been found guilty without even, come on here. Glory to God. Shatababoko shataba. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. So, listen, we have to learn that God uses the fire of trials, the heat of the test, to purify us, to make us, to shape us and mold us, to fashion us, to strengthen us, to build us, glory to God, to make us look more like him. Isn't that all right? Amen. That's our aim and that's our goal. We want to be like Jesus. Hallelujah. How about you? I want to listen more and more. And if you pray that, and when you pray that, know that there's some stuff coming. Hallelujah. Because Jesus didn't just walk the earth without any trouble. Hallelujah. He walked the earth being hated by so many. Glory to God. Being lied on and ridiculed. And come on, we know about it, don't we? How he went through so much loneliness and rejection. The Bible says he was, what, acquainted with grief. Oh, my God. Can you imagine that? Let's look at this analogy, and then we're going to get right into prayer. We want to look at this analogy where, amen, Jesus has given everything, doing his best to love, amen, and show the love of God. And do you remember as he was along his journey here in the earth when Lazarus, his good friend, died and how sad he was? Put yourself in a scenario, amen, where you have lost someone that you love that has passed away. And the grief, can you remember that when it first happened? And some of us are still dealing with that. Amen. Because that sense of loss is there. Amen. But as we heal, come on, as God heals us, it's not as devastating a blow as in the beginning. Amen. It gets a little easier as time goes by. Amen. But think about the grief of that, the pain of that, the sorrow of that. My. The Bible says Jesus knew grief well. He knew that feeling. He knew that emotion well. It wasn't something that it happened, you know, he felt it and it was like, oh, okay, I'm moving on. No. To be acquainted with means that you've experienced this and you have to deal with it for quite some time. He was acquainted with grief, not just grief caused by death, but the grief caused by disappointment and rejection. And come on. So never feel like you're all by yourself. Jesus himself, having been acquainted with grief, knows all about your struggle. Glory to God. But even in that, what did he do on the cross? He said, Father, forgive them. Yeah, he told the Father to forgive his enemies. They don't know what they're doing. How many of us would be able to do that? How many of us can go through what we've gone through, dealing with people, dealing with situations, amen, having a heart broken, having, come on, just been mistreated and abused, and be able, with not only your heart bleeding, come on, Jesus was up there, not only with his heart broken, come on, but his body torn apart. Ripped to, come on, he was beat up, he was slaughtered. My God. And yet he held on long enough to ask the Father to forgive us. Along his journey, Jesus continued walking this earth, and there was who I would call a smarty pants, and I'm going to post these scriptures up later on, who asked him, how many times am I supposed to forgive somebody when they hurt me or when they offend me, when they trespass against me? Jesus said 70 times 7, because the smarty pants, or the one that was asking him the question, trying to trap him and trip him, said, oh, 7 times? Jesus said, no, 70 times 7. That's a lot of times. Hallelujah. Not only 7 times, but he said over, and listen, he was not just saying 490 times, 70 times 7, not 490 literally, but 7 being the number of perfection, 70 being the number of perfection times the number of divine order, means that when you, I feel, God on a boat, the more you forgive, every time you release your offender and you let that offense go, and you give it to God, you are being perfected. Do you remember in the Word of God where Jesus says, be perfect as I'm perfect? Hallelujah. It is as we yield ourselves totally to God, Rabosh Manandiyakaya, the more we yield ourselves to him, the more we render our will over to his, we are being perfect. Hallelujah. So that's why he said that 70 times 7. The more you forgive, I'm perfecting you. Listen, you know how we become perfected? Through fire. When you've been hurt and offended, that's heat. And it's in the test of that heat, come on, that God is proving us. He's strengthening us, cleaning us up, teaching us how to stand in the likeness of Jesus Christ, his Son. Hallelujah. We don't want to give the enemy any space to pack his garbage. Come on. I wish you would decree and declare to yourself right now, I'm not going to be the devil's dumping ground. I'm not going to be his cesspool. I'm not going to be his garbage can. Rabukushma. Hallelujah. But I'm going to let it go. Every offense. Hallelujah. Now let's look at when Jesus was teaching the boys, he was teaching them how to pray. And in the Our Father prayer, you remember when we get down into forgive us our trespasses as we forgive. Father, we're asking you to forgive us as we do the same thing we're asking you to do. Remove our offenses and our iniquities and sins as we forgive those, we let go of and release those who have trespassed and sinned against and offended us. Father, forgive us as we simultaneously, following your commandment and your likeness, forgive others. In fact, Jesus said, if we don't forgive, we cannot be forgiven. You see how serious that is? And a lot of times we say, well, I forgive, but be no but. Listen to what I'm saying to you tonight. When I say there can't be a but, meaning when we really let God dig down deep inside, when we let him complete the work of forgiveness in us, it's like there's no remembrance of that thing. There's no recollection of it. Hallelujah. I want to make sure you're hearing what the Holy Ghost is saying tonight. When you have really been freed and delivered of a thing and a person even, you won't cringe no more when you hear their name. It won't be so bad when you see something that reminds you of the situation you were in, or that takes you back to that place of offense. When the enemy comes with it, it's like water off a duck's back. That's when God is finished working it. Hallelujah. But we have to be willing to let him walk. We got something. And sometimes that thing, God is trying to kill it. We say, Lord, I don't want this thing in me. I don't want to hold this anymore. I want to forgive. But you keep talking about it. Hallelujah, somebody. Or do you keep on replaying the thing over and over and over and over? Oh, God want to do a work tonight for us. God wants to do a work tonight in us in the area of forgiveness. You know why? Because I don't know about you, but when 2016 hit, I'm not going to wait till then to say, well, Lord, okay, I'm ready. Lord, I need you to work, listen, work on Sister Paige right now. I don't want to assume that everything is all right. Then they come to find out. Come on here. Many of us can't sleep at night because we're still holding stuff. I wish somebody would be honest. Many of us are smiling meanwhile your heart is filled with mistrust and the fear of rejection because of something that happened to you. Or a situation you were in, and you haven't really let it go. Some of us have to forgive ourselves. Hallelujah. Rebekis. A lot of you are so hard on your own selves. God done forgave you. You still won't even turn your own soul loose. Let it go. In the name of Jesus tonight, there's too many blessings hinged upon your saying total yes to God and let him free you up. God has great and many promises ahead of us. And hear me, there will be many more opportunities for you to be offended. I promise you. So long as you name the name of Jesus yet again. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Please understand this. God wants to uproot the thing, not just remove the leaves and branches. We need him to do a surgical procedure on us in the area of forgiveness. Hallelujah. How many times have you heard this said? Forgiveness ain't for the other person. Forgiveness is for you. To the page, how can that be? Because guess what? When you carry around soap or you carry around what they did to you, you're not free. You're chained. You're bound. Whoever did it back in 1925, hallelujah, or 1902 or last night or just a few minutes ago, they done walked on, hallelujah, living their lives, they can sleep at night, and you're holding them. As you're holding them and you're holding the offense, you're keeping yourself captive. You're literally tying God's hand. Hallelujah. You have to sometime make a verbal confession. Father, I make a conscious decision, and I want all of heaven to be my witness that I forgive in the name of Jesus. And we pray, we ask him to give us a forgiving heart. And guess what? The more we feast on the word, the more we seek the Lord's face, the more we are transformed. He said, be not conformed to this world, right? But be transformed, metamorphosized, changed by the renewing of your mind. How is our mind renewed? By the word of God. Hallelujah. These are not just words on a piece of paper. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Ooh. Whenever you take in the word, whenever you study the word, you are feasting off of God himself, Jesus, the living bread. Hallelujah. Shall we pray? And as we pray, I want you to really, really, really press in. Really press in. Close your eyes if you can. And just think of all the places. Allow the Holy Ghost to even show you, because he will. You ask him to show you who you're holding. Show him the incident that happened. Where maybe you're still holding God. You haven't forgiven man at God. Rababosh man the day. You got to turn him loose. We have to. A lot of us have been angry at God for a long time, shouting. He knows your heart, and he's not angry at you. He just want to bless you. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Come on. Father, in the name of Jesus tonight, we come before you as humbly as we know how to come. Father God, we bless you. Hey, yes, Lord, and we honor you. We magnify your name. Father, there's no other power. There's no other entity, nothing in existence that can even match you, that can come near who you are. And we know that there's no power that can top you. You are God, and beside you there is none other. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory. We give you honor and thanks because of who you are. You are so merciful to us throughout our lives. You have shown up and you've shown out. You've called us out of darkness. You've cleansed us. You've purged us. You have done great and mighty works in, on, through, and upon us. My God, and we are praying tonight that in that same fashion, Father, that you would make us mindful, hallelujah, of the fact that you forgive us. Father, you said that you would forgive us so long as we confess our sins to you. Hallelujah. You are faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Father God, we want to thank you that you don't hold things against us. You don't hold things to our charge. But with the blood of Jesus, you have blotted out our transgressions and our iniquities and our sins once and for all. Father, we dare not take that lightly. We do realize that along this journey, our garments get stained and we do sin. And because of that, we are grateful that we have an advocate with the Father. We thank you for the gift of conviction and of repentance. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, against every lie of the enemy that will still try to come up against your people and condemn them, Amanche, for what happened on yesterday. Father, we turn yesterday over to you. Father, we turn yesteryear over to you. We turn the old wineskin and the old wine to you. Father, we decree and declare this is a new day. We decree and declare we will no longer harbor anything unlike you in our hearts, in our spirit, man. Father, we plead the blood right now against the spirit of unforgiveness. In Jesus' name, Father, we come against every false lie of the wicked one. Father, every past painful memory. Father, even the recollection of events that is false. Father, things that the enemy has plugged in and has said and has implemented that never happened. Cut to the motion. False imagination. Delusions. In the name of Jesus. False images. Imagination. We cast you down right now. Father, even for those things that did happen, that we are able to recollect with clarity, even the things that you allow us to remember that have been covered up for so long. Father, as you bring those incidences, those events, those circumstances, and even those individuals to the surface, we put them on the altar of you, Lord God, and thank you for the blood of Jesus being applied to the situation, to the memory of it, to the sting of it, to the flashback of it, to the rewinding of it, to the replaying of it, the torment and the torture is defeated now by the power of the blood of Jesus. Father, take your hand. Take your mighty hand. Oh, Father, put it deep down in our heart. Deep down in the nook and cranny. In the inward part where thou desirest truth. Father, ponder every layer of our heart. And as we in our humanness are so good at doing, in hiding and tucking away things, we thank you for uprooting right now. by the power of your word. Father, we're asking you to dig deep tonight. We refuse to go another moment, not even another day. Father, we refuse to go another moment walking in unforgiveness, bitterness, resentment, rejection, and the fear thereof. My God, fear of relationships because we've been hurt and wounded before. Father, we thank you for liberty tonight. Thank you for deliverance tonight. Thank you for the floodgate of your anointing tonight. Being released, oh God, even as you continue to allow, my God, these things to resurface. My God, abuse and sexual misuse and mistreatment, incest. The blood of Jesus be applied right now. Father, even in marriages, let the blood of Jesus, my God, provide the clean slate whereby marriages can walk in the newness of life that you have promised to those who love you. Father, I loose the spirit of forgiveness, understanding, the compassion of Christ, the love of God. Compassion. Mercy. I loose it over marriages right now. I loose it in the families right now. I loose it in the churches right now. I loose it in the will right now. In the name of Jesus. I loose it in the mind right now. Yes, Lord God, I loose it in the souls of every man, woman, boy, and girl who is under the sound of my voice and represented on this line. In Jesus' name, right now, Father, we want to thank you for the perfecting work that you're doing. Even right now, Father, we release and we relinquish every person that has hurt us, knowingly and unknowingly. Father, we release, we relinquish, revocate, and we revoke the right to hold anyone hostage because of unforgiveness. Father, we renounce every work of Satan that would try to cause us to walk in unforgiveness in any way, shape, or form. Father, we thank you that in 2016, we are going to not only be vessels of forgiveness, but we are going to overflow with your Holy Spirit of forgiveness and of love and of mercy, of patience, meekness, long-suffering, forbearance, the fruit of your precious Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name. Father, for that one that says, I just can't do it. I just can't do it. I can't forgive. I can't forget. I can't move past it. Thou, Satan, in the name of Jesus, loose your curses over that soul right now. In Jesus' name, ascendable. I curse the spirit of can't. I curse the spirit of pride and rebellion. In the name of Jesus, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You're more than a conqueror. To him who loves you, I speak to the woman of God in you. I speak to the man of God in you. And I say, arise, be thou made whole now in Jesus' name by the power of his precious blood that will never lose its power in Jesus' name. Amen. My beloved friends, that's my time for now. Listen, you continue to thank and praise God that you have been forgiven and that you do forgive. It is a daily, daily, daily challenge that you shall meet and test that you shall pass with flying colors. Flying colors, hallelujah. You will pass these tests. You know why? Because greater is he who is in thee than he that is in the world. You remain blessed. And join me for tomorrow night's day 17, 31 days of prayer. I love you guys. Good night.